Well, hey, we have a short message. First off, let me say Merry Christmas again, because this is such a great time. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, we remember God coming to earth. How cool is that? Well, I was thinking about the Christmas story yesterday, and I was, I had this thought. The Christmas story is all about connections. It's all about connections, okay? So Joseph, why did he travel to Bethlehem in the first place? Well, it was because Bethlehem was his family's ancestral hometown. It was the city of David, we read. And so that was a family connection, which is why Joseph was headed there in the first place. He was going there because there was a census, and that's how they did it, through their families. Well, why did the pregnant Virgin Mary come along with him? Well, she was pledged to be married to Joseph, and so he was caring for her and her child, and that's a personal connection. When we read about those shepherds in the fields who were there with their sheep, they went out, or they saw Mary, Joseph, Jesus, and then they went out and told everyone, and they became kind of a community connection from the Holy Family to the city of Bethlehem and the surrounding countryside. Well, and the angels who arrived to announce the birth of baby Jesus, they were like a heavenly connection, right? And then Jesus himself, the baby Jesus born and placed in a manger, Jesus is God's connection to a broken world that needs his restoration. You know, there's connections all over the place in the Christmas story. Take a moment to think about your own personal connections this holiday season, this Christmas season. You know, this is kind of a time to reflect on personal connections after all, because there's family coming into town, or maybe you are the family who came into town. You were the ones who traveled. Maybe you've got family nearby, and so you don't have to travel too far, but it's just a time when you get to see family a little bit more. You're strengthening those connections. You know, as we get together for the holidays, we revive and we strengthen some of those connections that tend to go dormant, that tend to they kind of go asleep during our time apart. Many of us also, we might spend this season saddened by broken connections, right? When loved ones are no longer with us due to death, due to some other separation. When loved ones are no longer with us due to a divorce or a family conflict, or due to maybe something like a military deployment. Maybe they just simply live far away, right? They can't come. This time of year, we feel the absence of those connections that we really wish we had. It's interesting that nowadays it seems we know more about the connections between people than ever before. Nowadays, we have social networks that connect us across time and space. We have networks of connections, people we know maybe at work to help us get things done. We have family networks, which are just connections, a bunch of people, connections there to help us take care of one another. Today, it's interesting, researchers actually study these connections. They call them personal social networks. There's these connections between people. They study these connections to help understand all kinds of things, you know, how news and ideas spread. They study these personal networks, these connections, to understand things like how infections and disease spread. Kind of appropriate right now, as this is cold and flu season, and I hear there's kind of nasty bugs going around the city of Fort Wayne. They study these to understand how family ties can influence individuals, and why some people might be like their families or might be different because of different networks. They study these things to understand how individuals might succeed or not succeed in business. They study connections, networks of connections to aid in things like law enforcement. We study connections to help us understand the development of human cultures and society and politics and the distribution of resources and leadership and all sorts of things. And we study these connections, I think, because we understand that these human connections are central to basically everything we do and everything we are. After all, we're born with human connections. We're born into family connections, and a newborn baby can't live more than minutes, right? Or maybe like an hour at the most without some kind of human connection. And then unless we choose to just head off, find a shack in the woods somewhere and get away from everyone, there is no way that we can get away from human connections. And not that many people want to do that anyway. Perhaps that's why those broken connections we talked about are so painful. Right? Because we understand there's something that's supposed to be there and it just isn't. The truth is that in this world, we'll always feel the pain of broken connections. In our best friends, our spouses, our parents, our family, our neighbors, our coworkers, we know that those connections, they can't last forever. The Christmas story is all about connections. Most of all, because it's about God pursuing a connection with you and me. The Christmas story is about our world. It's broken by sin. It's pained by divisions between people. It's tortured by conflict and warfare. It's about our world being actually restored through a connection with the divine as God's chosen one, Jesus, comes to live on earth. And that's just the announcement that the angel makes. That's just what they say. We read this a moment ago, that the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And you see, Jesus is announced here as the Messiah. That word literally means God's chosen one. It means the person that God is sending to make everything all right again. And the way that God chooses to redeem and restore the world is important too. Because, you know, God could have just looked at the world and its sin and its brokenness and all the broken stuff in the world. God could have just decided to fix it all from heaven. He could have just snapped his heavenly fingers and said, "There, it's done. It's all better. You know, just don't worry about it." But that's not what God did. Instead, God chose to send a person. God chose a person. God sent Jesus so that we could know him. So that we could actually have a human connection with the divine. You know, God sent Jesus so that Jesus could live with us. He sent Jesus so that Jesus could teach us, so that Jesus could show us what love and grace really looks like in the context of a human connection. In fact, Jesus came to show us what human connections, human relationships can look like without all of the sin and the hurt and, you know, kind of the garbage that messes up even our very closest and most dear connections. All that stuff that drags down even our relationships with our closest friends or our dearest loves, right? Well, Jesus is God's way to connect with you and me. Jesus is God's way to forgive us where we've done wrong. Jesus is God's way to heal us where we're hurt. Jesus is God's way to restore us where we're broken. And that saving connection, he says, nothing can ever break it. When you know Jesus, nothing can take you away from him. And so let me ask, do you have that connection with Jesus? Do you have the forgiveness, the salvation, and the restoration that comes through him? If you don't, seek him today, because the truth is that nothing on earth can take his place. I mean, that's why he came, because nothing else on earth can offer real life and grace and peace like Jesus can. Nothing else offers a connection that lasts, even beyond death, to eternal life. The Christmas story is all about connections. Connections between Mary and Joseph and Jesus. Connections between shepherds and the community, angels and the world. Connections between God and a world that needs him. Connections of grace and love and truth breaking into the world. Connections of forgiveness and new life and restoration through Jesus, who's the baby born on Christmas Day. He's the Messiah, the Savior, the Lord. This Christmas, seek him. Amen.